Bilbo. Where's Gandalf?
I just saw four goblins rush to take him prisoner. When he raised his staff, there was a... there was a blinding flash. The goblins were dead.
Good. But what happened to Gandalf?
I don't know. He just vanished.
Vanished? Where to?
I don't know. I don't know.
Gandalf, where are you? Where are you?
The goblins hurried Bilbo and the dwarves along with shouts and insults and cracks of the whip. Down and down they went into the heart of the mountain, where it was stifling hot and stuffy. And the goblins were very rough and pinched unmercifully. And Bilbo was even more unhappy than when the troll had picked him up by his toes.
I wish I'd never left my hobbit hole.
It was a deep, deep dark, such as only goblins can see through. Here, the passages in the depths of the mountain were crossed and tangled in all directions. But the goblins did not hesitate or stop for one second. Now there came a glimmer of red light, which became stronger and stronger, until at last the dwarves stumbled into a vast cavern with torches round the walls and a great red fire in the middle.
The cavern seemed to be filled with hundreds of the hideous creatures. While in the shadows, on a raised flat stone, surrounded by ferocious-looking guards armed with axes and bent swords, sat a tremendous goblin with a huge, bloated head.
Oh, are these miserable persons?
Swarms, oh, great goblin! And he scooped out! He found them sheltering in our front porch, oh, mighty one!
Our front porch? What do you mean by it?
Well, I was only going to...
Who are you? Murderers and friends of elves, not unlikely.
Yes.
Come, what have you got to say? Not that it will do you much good. I know too much about you and your folk already. But let's have the truth, or I will prepare something particularly uncomfortable for you.
I am Colin Oakenshield, the dwarf at your service. We were on a journey to visit the descendants of our grandfathers who live on the east side of these truly hospitable mountains.
He is a liar! Oh, truly tremendous one! Several of our people were struck by lightning in the cave when we invited these creatures to come below. And they are as dead as stone. Also, he has not explained his sword.
Sword?
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, Christ! The goblin killed her, the fighter. This accursed sword has slain hundreds of my people. You murderers and elf friends. Slash them, beat them, bite them, kill them!
Colin, what's happening? I can't see.
Fire and the torches, they seem to explode in all directions. Sparks. All the sparks are burning up the goblin.
Yes.
Bilbo, I can see a sword gleaming in the dark.
Yes. Yes, I can see it. It's floating in the air. There's nobody holding it.
It's making for the great goblin.
It's cut him clean in two.
Dwarves,
follow me quick. Follow the sword. It's Gandalf. He's invisible.
Follow the sword.
Are we all here?
No,
I'll light my staff so that we can see. Nar en edra yetha men. Now, Varin.
By your side, Gandalf.
Good. That's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Yes.
Oh, where are Keely and Peedy?
Here we are.
Oh, that makes 13. And Mr. Baggins, 14.
Yes. Mr. Gandalf, where were you?
It might be worse, and then again, it might be a good deal better. No ponies, we shan't see them again, and no food.
No
knowing quite where we are, and hordes of angry goblins just behind us.
At least I've rescued our Chris, Gandalf. See, our glows, just like your sword glimmering.
That is a warning, Tureen. The brighter those swords glow, the nearer the enemy.
Come, on we go.
And on they went. They began to hear goblin noises and horrible cries far behind. And it soon became clear that the goblins were quickly gaining on them.
Oh, Mr. Gandalf! Mr. Gandalf! Oh, Tureen!
Yes, what is it?
I can't run as fast as you.
Oh, well, then we'll just have to carry you now. Bombo.
Oh, no.
You take him first.
Oh, come on, Mr. Baggins. Up here.
Yes.
Why did I ever leave my hobbit hole?
Now, quickly, all of you. The goblins are on us.
Three. You and I will draw our swords. Your quits and glumbling will keep them at bay while the rest of you try to get away.
Come away, goblin saber!
And well named were those two magic swords by the ancient high elves of the West who wrought them. They hewed and hacked at the goblins until the evil creatures were driven off. And it was some time before they dared turn that corner again, by which time the adventurers had gone on, a long way on into the dark tunnels of the goblins' realm. As soon as the goblins realized where their prey had gone, they put out their torches, slipped on soft shoes, and chose their very quickest runners with the sharpest eyes and ears. These ran forward as swift as weasels in the dark, and with hardly any more noise than bats.
Yes, and that's why none of us, not even Gandalf, saw or heard them coming. But we must have been seen by the goblins coming up behind. Well, Gandalf was letting his wand give out a faint light to help us as we went along.
Quite suddenly, Balin, now at the back carrying Bilbo, was grabbed from behind. As Balin fell, the hobbit rolled off his shoulders into the blackness, bumped his head on hard rock, and remembered nothing more. When Bilbo opened his eyes, he wondered if he had.
What?
But it was just as dark as with them shut.
Oh, yes. Yes, and just imagine my fright. I could hear nothing, I could see nothing, and I could feel nothing except for the stone of the floor. Very slowly, I got up and groped about on all fours till I touched the wall of the tunnel. My head was swimming. There was no sign of Gandalf or the dwarves, and I was far from certain even which way we'd been travelling. Still, I guessed as well as I could, and I crawled along for a good way, until suddenly my hand met on the floor of the tunnel what felt like a little tiny ring of cold metal.
It was a turning point in the hobbit's career. Not that he knew it at the time. He put the ring in his pocket almost without thinking. Certainly it did not seem of any particular use at that moment. He did not go much further, but sat on the cold floor and pondered.
I thought of myself at home, frying eggs and bacon in the kitchen. But that only made me miserabler, for I could feel inside that it was high time for some meal or other. How could I have been left behind? How did the goblins miss me? I must have been lying unconscious out of their way. What if the goblins came back?
But then Bilbo remembered the sword he had taken from the troll's lair.
Ah, it glows. So this is an elvish blade, too. Its light's only pale, so the goblins are not very near. Yes, and yet not far enough away. Still, gives me a little light to see by. Now, what shall I do? Go back? No, that's no good at all. Go sideways? Oof. No, impossible. Go forwards. The only thing to do. on we go.
So, with his sword held in front of him and with one hand feeling the wall, he groped along, fearful, but determined as only a hobbit can be when his mind is made up. The tunnel seemed to have no end. On and on he went, and down, not daring to stop. On, until he was tireder than tired. It seemed like all the way to tomorrow, and over it to the days beyond. Suddenly...
Water! And icy cold! This must be a pool or a lake. Or is it an underground river? Well, now what do I do? It may not be very deep, and I might be able to wade over to the other side. Whatever that is. But if it is deep, I can't swim. Oh, dear.
Precious, my precious. At least a tasty morsel did make us.
Who are you?
What is he, my precious?
Me? I am Mr. Bilbo Baggins, B-A-G-G-I-N-S. I've lost the dwarves and I've lost the wizard and I don't know where I am and I don't want to know. If only I can get out of here.
He sits here and chats with it a bit, my precious. It likes riddles, perhaps it does it?
This strange creature wanted to appear friendly, at any rate for the moment, until he found out more about the hobbit. His name was Galoon, although he always called himself Precious. He was small and slimy and as dark as darkness, except for two big, round, pale eyes in his thin face. He lived on fish, and goblin, too, when he could get it. He could see that Bilbo was no goblin, but Galoon was always very hungry. When he said he wanted to play riddles, Bilbo was anxious to agree until he found out whether this odd creature was fierce or friendly, or whether he was in league with the goblin.
Riddles? Very well, then. You ask first.
Goodness. What has roots as nobody sees is taller than trees. Up, up it goes, and yet never grows.
Oh, yes, well, that's very easy. A mountain.
Does it? Yes, he's... It must have a competition with us, my precious.
A competition? Yes, well, all right. Provided that you show me the way out of this place afterwards.
If Precious asks, and it doesn't answer, we eats it, my precious.
Oh, it eats me?
If we don't answer, then we does what it wants, eh? We shows it the way out, yes.
Well, I doesn't seem to be very much else for it. No, sir. Eat me. Oh, dear. Yeah, very well. Now,
Let me see.
Try this one. Box without hinges, key or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid. Very easy old chestnut, you know.
Box without hinges is certainly golden treasure. Gold.
Well, come along, let's have your answer.
Edges! Now, precious turn.
Yes.
This thing all things devours, birds, beasts, trees, flowers, gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays king, ruins town, and beats high mountain down.
Oh, dear. It's a hard one. Perhaps a magician. No. Oh, dear. It definitely wants to eat me. I must think. Oh, I need more time.
It's just it. No more riddles, Ace. No more.
No, all right, certainly. I'm rather tired of that game, too. But now, do you think you could show me the way?
It's got to ask us a question, my precious.
Oh, but I just asked
you. Yes. just one more question.
Well, I just can't think of anything. What have I got in my pocket?
Not fair, my precious. Well, not fair to ask us what it's got in its nasty little pocket, sis.
Well, all right. Yes, what have I got in my pocket then?
It must give us three guesses, my precious.
Yeah, well, all right, go on. Guess away.
What's it got in its pocket? Hanses.
Wrong. Guess again.
Not Hanses. What can nasty Bagginses have in its pockets? What have I got in my pockets? A knife!
No. Wrong. Last guess. Come along. Time's up.
Spring or nothing.
Now, that's not fair. You work two guesses in at once. Anyway, they're both wrong. Well, what about your promise, then? I want to go, and you must show me the way.
It must wait. We can't go up tunnels is so hasty. We must go and get some things first.
Things?
Yes, things to help us.
Yes, well, all right. Well, hurry up, then.
We must get our birthday present. Let it wait there till we get our birthday present, precious.
Goodness, it's gone. I don't think he means to come back. All that talk of things to get and a birthday present. Just excuses to get away.
But Bilbo was wrong. Gollum did mean to come back. He was angry now and hungry. And he was a miserable and wicked creature. And he had a plan. He paddled out to his island, where in a hiding place he kept a few wretched oddments. And one very beautiful thing. Very beautiful. Very wonderful. A golden ring. A precious ring. How he had come by that ring ages ago in the old days, when such rings were still at large in the world, perhaps even the master who ruled them could not have said.
What's the matter? What have you lost?
It mustn't ask us. Not its business. It's lost.
Oh. Yes, well, so am I, you see. And I want to get unlost. Yes, and I won the game, you know, and you promised. So come along. You come along and let me out, and then you can go on with your looking.
No. Not yet.
Yes, but you never answered my last question. And you did promise, you know.
But it's lost!
Last question. What has it got in its pockets? Tell us that. It must tell first.
Oh, dear, he's coming back. He does sound very, very upset.
What has it got in its pockets?
Yes. What have I got, I wonder? Oh, it's just that ring. Oh, it feels very cold on my finger. Oh, my eyes. Oh, it's huge. Shining like green fire.
Oh,
goodness.
Horrible.
He wants to murder me. He's going to kill me.
It mustn't run away. We'll catch it, won't we, precious? We'll catch it.
Terrified, Bilbo tried to run faster as he heard Gollum's hiss close behind him. But suddenly he struck his toes on a snag in the floor and fell flat with his sword under him.
He's gone past. Well, how could he have missed me? Well, he has, and that's a good thing. Yes, but what now? No good going back to the lake. He's bound to return there sometime. I suppose I'd just better follow him. Perhaps he'll lead me to some way of escape.
Curse it, curse it. It's gone. Oh, oh. Oh, yes, it's my precious. He's found it. My birthday present. How do we lose it, my precious? It must have been when we came this way last. When we twisted that tasty young goblin. Yes, that's it. Curse it. It slipped from us after all these ages and ages. It's gone.
The ring. That's what he must have lost. But why does he want it so badly?
The Baggins has got it in his pocket, sis. The nasty noser has got it, he says. But he doesn't know what the present can do, does it? Yes, it doesn't know. But it's tricksy. Yes, supposing the horrid goblins is catch it. Goblins. If they get it, they will get the present. Our precious present. They'll find it, and they'll find out what it does. One of the goblins will put it on, and then no one will see him. Not even our clever eyes will see him. And here come Creepsy and Trixie and catch us.
So it's a magic ring. Well, it's made me invisible. That's why he rushed straight past me when I fell.
Then let's stop talking, precious, and my taste. The Beckinses might find a way to the back door. Yes, that's it. The back door. My taste.
The back door? Well, maybe I can get out there. If this ring really, really does make me invisible, it should be easy. I suppose I'd better follow this smelly creature. I'd much rather be going away from it.
The further they went, the slower Galoom walked. He began to get shaky and weepy. Goblins might be about, and he had lost the ring. At last, he stopped by a low opening in the left-hand side of the passage.
Yes, yes. Yes, here's the passage. But we dustn't go on, precious, no. Goblins is down there. Lots of goblins is. We must wait here, precious. Wait a bit and see.
He's sitting right in front of the opening. Oh, I can see his great shining eyes. How can I get past him?
Shh! We hears it. We smells it. We hears it, my precious. The nasty Beckins is here and wants to get out. But we won't let it, my precious. We'll catch it and we squeeze it. And we get our birthday present back.
I must get out. I must get out of this horrible darkness while I've got any strength left. I'll kill it. I'll kill it with my elf blade.
But a sudden understanding, a pity mixed with horror, welled up in Bilbo's heart. A glimpse of endless days without light or hope, hard stone, cold fish sneaking and whispering. He trembled, and then quite suddenly, as if lifted by a new strength and resolve. Straight over Galoom's head, he jumped. 7 feet forward and 3 feet in the air. Too late, Galoom sensed what was happening. He threw himself backwards and grabbed. But his hands snapped on thin air, and Bilbo, falling fair on his sturdy feet, sped off down the new tunnel.
We can see it forever. It's taken our present. Come back, Parkinses. Come back. Crush it and crush it. We hate it. We hate it forever.
Scuttling as fast as his legs would carry him, Bilbo turned a corner and came suddenly into an open space where he saw, with a wave of relief that left him almost dizzy, a ray of bright sunshine streaming through a great stone doorway.
Oh. Oh.
Blinking in the dazzle, Bilbo failed at first to see the guards, goblins in full armor and with drawn swords.
An enemy!
They can see me. Whether it was an accident or a last trick before he took a new master, the ring was not on his finger.
The ring. Where is it? Oh, here it is. I'm stuck!
Oh, no! What's stopping it? There's a shadow there! Something's trying to get up!
You can see my shadow in the sunlight!
Stop it! Put your sword through it!